Earlier this week, many of us were delighted to see a rainbow beautifully arched over Hook. There is something about rainbows that just lift our spirits and sets us chattering excitedly as we point it out to others and take photographs if we can just catch it at the right moment. It's especially pleasing, of course, if it's a complete arch or perhaps a double rainbow. And whether we are a Christian or not, many people will associate the rainbow with the story we've just read this morning from Genesis, where God had brought a flood to destroy everything except Noah and his family, along with the living creatures that had been taken into the ark, which of course had been built as God had instructed Noah. God's promise that never again would all life be destroyed by floodwaters was accompanied by the sign of a rainbow, which would be a reminder of that promise. It's a covenant made between God and all living creatures of every kind. God, who created every living thing, who could choose to destroy every living thing, has chosen instead to set a reminder of infinite beauty of his covenant love and hope for each one of us, a covenant for all generations from that time. Seeing a rainbow in the sky is a wonderful reminder for each of us that God loves us and has not given up on us. Of course, there are many times in life when we might begin to think that God has forgotten us, or at very least is choosing not to notice us or hear us. There have been centuries and multiple generations when it was recorded in various books of the Bible that people felt lost and helpless, as though God was absent. And yet, through all those times of seeming separateness from God, there will have been rainbows appearing in the sky to remind people of that promise. The separateness is always on our part. God is always there, gently reminding us and prompting us. So keen is God to ensure that we do not forget him and his covenant with us, that Jesus, the very person of God himself, comes and lives with us. Mark recounts Christ's baptism, saying that as he came up out of the water, heaven was torn open, the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove, and those wonderful words spoken over him, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." God with us. God with us in all our messy mistakes, all our sickness and sufferings, all our longings, joys and hopes. But beauty, once again, comes after the storm. And the baptism of Jesus does not lead instantly to Jesus revealing the love and work of God in the world. Instead, it leads to a period of absenting himself from the community, taking himself off to the wilderness to reflect, to put the task in hand into perspective, to see the world and temptation from a human perspective. Alone and yet not alone, accompanied by wild animals and attended by angels. Preparation for the hard work that lay ahead as he revealed himself Son of God, Redeemer of all humanity, to a world that was not paying attention to the detail of God's promise. One of the things that's so hopeful from both these passages is that whoever we are and wherever we are part of that covenant. It says a covenant for all generations to come. And yet sometimes it can feel like the floodwaters are threatening to destroy lives, sometimes literally as meteorological changes take place, causing catastrophic consequences, but sometimes metaphorically, as individual lives feel overwhelmed or out of control. Thankfully, there are many charities and organisations that work hard to ensure these floodwater moments of life are not catastrophic. Many of them have been established by people of faith who see a need and are prompted by God to be the rainbow of hope in the life of someone else. You may already have watched the video of International China Concern on this website page and seen what joy is being brought to children with disabilities in China who might otherwise not have had that opportunity. This year, St John's in Hook is giving financial support and prayer for the work of this charity alongside supporting the local food bank. Charities are in great need of our support in this desperate season we find ourselves, when it feels as though the floodwaters of COVID are threatening to destroy all that we've previously known as normal. What might we be able to do to make a difference to others as we show them that God is far from absent, but rather is here with us in our world's pain and confusion? We can, like Jesus, make time for ourselves on our own, to be in our wilderness, but where we know we're not alone because the angels are there too, and indeed Jesus himself accompanying us. Time on our own to read the Bible, to reflect on what God might be saying to us as an individual, perhaps as a church even, and to pray and bring before God the things on our hearts. We might choose to use this period of Lent to be active in taking up and giving up simultaneously. We can choose to take up every opportunity we can to make a difference for someone else, to be the rainbow bringing hope to them in a time of need. That might mean giving up some time, perhaps writing letters of encouragement and support if we cannot physically do the work that needs doing, or financial giving to enable projects to be undertaken which bring love to those who experience it only rarely. If you cannot commit to a regular monthly donation, why not make a promise that every time you see a rainbow over the next year, you will give an amount that's at a suitable level for you. Whether that's 50 pence or £50, it all makes a difference to someone and reminds them they are known and loved, just as God told Jesus he was known and loved. Why not use the next 6 weeks of Lent to really research a charity that touches your heart and consider ways that you might support them as they support others? We can be the physical and practical help, demonstrating to the world that God has not forgotten his promise, that God is still with us, calling us by name and inviting us to live in his eternal and everlasting presence. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for the rainbow, which reminds us of your promise, of your everlasting love for each one of us and for all living creatures. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us come alongside those who have great need and are less fortunate than we find ourselves at this time. Help us to be people of purpose and presence as we support others. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.